Hey, it's Howie Mandel, and I am inviting you to witness history as me and my Howie Do It gaming team take on Gilly the King and Wallow 267's Million Dollars Gaming in an epic Global Gaming League video game showdown. Four rounds, multiple games, one winner, plus a halftime performance by multi-platinum artist Travi McCoy. Watch all the action and see who wins and advances to the championship match against Neo right now at globalgamingleague.com. That's globalgamingleague.com. Everybody games.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who was the dark man who followed her throughout her childhood? And why did he quit following her?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown. Quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, yes. 855-853-4802, the phone number to call and share your real ghost stories with us. If you'd like to listen to the program with no ads, just binge on ghost stories, then check us out on Apple Podcasts and our premium channel right there. You can try it for 3 days free. Go to patreon.com/realghoststories if you're not on Apple Podcasts, and you can access all the bonus material that way, or the old school method right through the website ghostpodcast.com to get access to all of the material ad-free and the full archive, bonus episodes. It's all there for you. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
You know how crazy weather can be in Wisconsin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, it was like 50 degrees. Friday was 50 degrees. Saturday, we had 80 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday was like 45 with rain. And I'm just wondering, there was some severe weather in parts of the country. I'm not sure how you guys fared, but does that happen down by you? Like, as the seasons quote unquote change, do you go through those huge swings?
It does. Yeah. We've especially, but it starts like in February here. Like it'll be long lasting where you'll go from like 70, 80 degrees in a day down to like 50 or 40 or 30. And then kind of middle and then back and forth and then the rain and all that. It's, we had some, my specific small little bubble here missed the severe weather, but basically everywhere around us got it. But it was a rough weekend watching it. And my God, so many homes and cities devastated by some of this stuff. But I was up late Saturday night, setting my alarm every hour to go check the radar, because you never knew like quite where it was all going. And luckily we were fortunate to get hit with anything directly here. But yeah, it was like a crazy outbreak situation.
Do you have a basement? Do you have one of those bunkers, mm-hmm. anything like that?
I have a basement and I have a bunker in it, basically. It's a storm proof room. It's all concrete and the ceiling's concrete. So we're good to go if we need to go in there. But we were ready. I brought our outdoor cat in, Winnie, too. just in case you have to get in there, we can get you in there, too. And then she thanked me the next morning when I came down, and we never had to go in the bunker by shitting in front of the television.
That's like when I have dreams about tornadoes, and I have them somewhat, frequently.
Yeah.
I'm worried about where my pets are.
Mm-hmm.
It's never about another human being. Yeah. Like, listen, if you get caught in the storm, that's your problem. But exactly. Where's my dog?
Exactly. You know? And we're always prepared with the pets. Like it used to be, we had a different bunker in our last house. It was in the garage and you had to go down this little stairs and all that. So I would have the cat carriers ready and all that going. But now it's just a room we can walk right into. But yeah, it's always the pets be ready. And then if Harper has her little kind of go bag, although I think it's just been sitting in the storm room since last season.
So,
it's like all these important things that you never use or touch because you just protect them from the storm.
Right.
It's like, what are we doing here? This is kind of weird, but yeah, it's scary. She slept through the whole thing, luckily, and I did not get a lot of sleep that night, but it is what it is. Storm season, kind of loving.
Yep.
855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to our first caller of the day. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
Well, I'm not a very good storyteller, but I am a bit afraid to talk about this because I'm afraid it might come back. When I was 4 years old, my father had a cerebral hemorrhage on my bedroom floor. I bring that up to sort of just let you know kind of the family dynamics. Well, my mother remarried, and at night, I started getting a visitor. He always came through. We had in our bedroom, the entire wall was floor to ceiling windows. Well, he would come through the window and he would stand over my bed and he would watch me. He had a dark cape, like one from the Victorian days, and a top hat, but you could never see a face. It was always darkness, just darkness. I would be terrified. I would try to scream. I would try to yell. But I was 5 years old, and my mother slept downstairs, and my sister and I slept upstairs. Well, this continued. It didn't continue every night, but this man would come. I'd wake up, and he'd be standing over my bed. When I would go to the neighbors to sleep over with my friends, if I would go to the bathroom at night or get up to get a drink of water, he would be looking at me through the bathroom window. Well, when I was in eighth grade, I believe, eighth or ninth grade, we built a new home and moved to a new town. It followed me there, coming through my bedroom window and would stand over my bed. The last time that it came, it was bending over me. I still never saw a face. This time I was able to let out a scream, and my mother came in. My mother saw this entity, and she just destroyed any scary story, any books that had anything to do with the occult, and I never saw him again. When I was 18 years old, I met a girl who was born the same day, the same time, the same year as I was. As you know, like in astrology, there everybody has their sun sign, you know, time you were born, Scorpio, Leo, but there's also a rising sign that affects it. And that's determined on where you lived, like the longitude, latitude, time you're born. And I met a girl who was born exactly same time, same hospital, everything I was born. She was an artist. She had a portfolio. And in her portfolio was a picture of this man. Now, I was born in 1956. Stephen King had not been publishing books when I was a little girl, but I always referred to it as the Dark Man. So when I saw this picture, I got frightened. I can't even explain to you how scared I was. And I asked her why she drew that, who it was. And she said, well, that's the Dark Man. He follows me in my dreams. And that's my story. I haven't seen the Dark Man since. I keep religious articles in my bedroom. We did dabble with Ouija boards. But I was, 4, 5, 6 years old. I mean, the most we would ask it would be, how old is Uncle Lyle? You know, stupid little things a little kid would ask something. So we did play with Ouija boards. But other than that, I don't know what it was. I know it wasn't my father, because my father wouldn't have scared me. Whatever this was, it was dark. It wasn't there to help me. It was there to cause harm to me. And it was terrifying. And to this day, I'm afraid. I don't put myself in any situations where I'm near anything that has to do with the occult. But I do like a good scary story, which is why I listen to your podcast. And so many other things have happened, which makes me think that I'm either sensitive, an empath, but I can tell if I walk into a home and things aren't right, I can tell. Anyway, thank you. Bye.
Hey, Ouija board, how's Uncle Larry doing?
He's rotting in hell, and now I'm going to follow you forever, you pitiful three-year-old.
That's probably how it went.
Her line was, we played with Ouija boards, but other than that,
you know,
it doesn't sound like it was her father, right?
No.
It sounds like it was something else. Mm-hmm. And whether or not playing with the Ouija board had something to do with it, I would side on the fact that maybe it did. I'm hoping that this thing doesn't come back. Whatever changed that in her life that made this thing go away, I hope that it did it for good. I'm guessing maybe the religious artifacts are helping as well, but holy crap. Yeah, don't play with Ouija boards. We talked about Ouija boards in the last time you and I were together, mm-hmm. and it's like, yeah, just don't do that.
Yeah, you know.
I think, in fact, last time I was asking you, maybe you should do that. You're like, I don't want to do that because bad things can happen. And here we are today with a story that proves the point.
And then I'm kind of like, well, you know, maybe what could possibly go wrong? You know?
Yeah.
We played
with Ouija boards, but other than that, I think that's the exact quote.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot can go wrong. Thank you for sharing that story with us. You want to share your story? You can do so at realghoststoriesonline.com. You want to access the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all of that? Then be sure to check out ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories. Or our page there on Apple Podcasts, where you can sign up to be a premium subscriber right now. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.